奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Name Jesus Christ, a better testimony of His word.
今天晚上我想跟大家彼此勉励的题目是灵修三面镜。
And this evening's topic for mutual exhortation is three-faced mirror in spiritual nature.
镜子可以说是我们日常生活所不可以少的一种工具。
And the mirror can be considered to be an instrument which need every day in our life.
因为只有镜子才可以让我们自己看到自己。
Because only the mirror allows us to see ourselves.
有些人没有了镜子，不可以打扮，他真的没有勇气出街。
And some people, when they do not have a mirror, they are unable to make themselves up, so they do not dare to step out the house.
真的没有了镜子，你要怎么样去化妆打扮呢？
And truly, if you do not have a mirror, how are you to put on your own makeup and to go out of the house?
没有打扮整齐，他怎么会有这种信心出街呢？
And if I do not make myself up properly, then how will I dare to go out?
但我们的灵修也是一样，也是需要这个镜子。
And in our spiritual nature, it is the same. We need to have a mirror.
那为什么要说三面镜子呢？
And why do we refer to a three-faced mirror?
因为单面的镜子，我们看到前面，转过来看是看不太清楚的。
Because if we just have a mirror in front of us, we can only see ourselves at the front. When we turn to the side, we cannot see ourselves clearly.
所以他们还需要左右两边再加多两个镜子，变成三面镜。那这样前前后后全部都可以看到清清楚楚了。
And so they add a mirror on the left and the right, and therefore you have a three-faced mirror, so that it allows the person to see himself clearly in all directions.
他自己很满意，他也很有信心，他就很勇敢地出街了。
And when he is very satisfied with his appearance, he will go out of his house in faith.
那我们灵修也是一样，也需要这个三面的镜子。
And it's the same for spiritual nature, we need this three-faced mirror.
是哪三面镜子呢？
And what kind of three-faced mirror do we need?
我们谈第一面镜子。
Let's talk about the first kind of mirror.
请看雅各书第一章。
We turn to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James chapter 1.
我们读22节到25节。
We read from verses 22 to 25. James chapter 1 verses 22 to 25. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves.For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does.
雅各长老说，道理就好像一面镜子，可以让我们照看自己。
And Elder James says that the word of God is like a mirror which allows us to see our own reflection.
我们照镜子的目的就是要知道自己是不是衣冠整齐。
And the purpose of us looking in the mirror is to see whether we are dressed appropriately.
让我们可以随时随地可以改善自己。
So that at any time we can change our appearance.
那我们听道理就好像要来照镜子一样。
And when we listen to the word of God, it's as though we're looking at a mirror.
我们也想知道在神的面前，在道理的面前，我们在哪一些方面是有过失的。
And we want to see before the word of God, before God, in what areas are we lacking.
这样我们可以不断地来灵修，来改善自己。
And in that way, we can continue to nurture ourselves and to improve ourselves.
可是如果我们只是听道理，听了就忘了，那又有什么用处呢？
But what is the use of it when we just listen to the word and then we forget about it?
那就好像人家看镜子看了，但是他一点改善都没有，就这样走开，那又何必去照镜子呢？
And it's just like a man who just looks at himself in the mirror and doesn't try to improve himself and just walk away.
因此，雅各长老说
，Hence Elder James says.
我们对着镜子，目的是要看清楚自己本来的面目。
And he says that we look in the mirror, for the purpose of seeing our natural face.
看清楚我们自己是一个怎么样的人。
To see what kind of man I am.
在哪一方面有软弱，在哪一方面有不完全。
In what areas, am I weak in? In what areas that I'm not perfect?
所以在一间神学院，它的大门旁边它就有一个很大的镜子。
And so in a certain theological seminary, they have a very big mirror beside the big gate.
有一个老师就特别提了几个字在镜子的上面。
And a teacher specially wrote some words on top of this mirror.
知道你自己。
Know yourself.
当你出门的时候，你总会看一下我是不是衣冠整齐呢？
So that when you walk out of the house, you will first take a look at yourself to see whether you're dressed properly.
我们总要先照看我们的外表是不是整齐的。
We first have to look at our appearance to see whether it is proper.
我们外表真的打扮得很整齐，好像绅士，好像淑女一样。好像。
And if we dress ourselves up as though we're like a gentleman or lady.
但是我们有没有照看我们的内心，是不是也好像绅士的风度，好像淑女一样呢？淑女一样啊。
Have we looked at the mirror to see our own hearts whether we are truly like a gentleman or lady?
所以他说最重要的。更要照看你自己的内心是如何。
And so he said, what's most important is to see what your heart is really like.
他下面还有一句话。
And he continued on saying this.
你出去的时候跟你回来的时候照照看是不是一样的。
Take a look at yourself when you are going out of the house and when you are coming back.
出去的时候真的是衣冠整齐，但是回来的时候也许是衣冠不整呢。
Perhaps when you leave the house, you may be dressed properly, but when you return, you may not be such.
可是谁知道呢？
But who knows?
但是你自己就知道了。
But you know yourself.
所以个人最重要的要知道自己。
So it's more important for a man to know himself.
看见自己的过失和软弱。
To see his own weaknesses and his wrongdoings in the past.
那就需要来读圣经来听道理。
And he needs to read the Bible and to listen to the word of God.
因为神的道就好像镜子一样，可以让我们看见自己的。
Because the word of God is like a mirror which allows us to see ourselves.
那我们说我们都常常听道理读圣经啊。
So we say we often hear the word of God and we read the Bible often.
所以在25节他这样讲。
Hence in verse 25 he says.
他说唯有详细察看那使人自由之律法的。
And, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it.
他不是听了就忘，他乃是实在行出来。
It's not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work.
这样在他所行的事上必然得福。
This one will be blessed in what he does.
所以你知道了，更重要的就是你要去试行出来。
And so what's most important is that after you know of this, you must go and practice it.
如果你说你知道我你的弱点，你看得见你的过失，但是你却没有想要去改变它，那又有什么用呢？
And you say that you can recognize your weaknesses and your shortcomings, but you don't make an attempt to improve yourself, then what is the use of it?
有时候想要劝某一个弟兄，还没有开口，他就跟我讲。
Sometimes when I want to advise a certain brother, before I can even open my mouth, he would tell me this.
你不需要多讲了，我知道我自己的缺点。
Oh, you don't have to tell me, I already know my shortcomings.
那还要说什么下去呢？
So what else do you have to say?
他就正如雅各长老所说的。
And he's just like what is recorded.
他照了镜子，他听了道理，他明白了。
He looks himself in the mirror, he understands himself.
可是他转过身他就忘记了。
But then when he turns away, he forgets about it.
只有那一些真正去试行出来，去修改自己的人才是真正有福气的。
But only those who truly practice it and to improve himself will he be blessed.
我们唐朝有一个大诗人叫做白居易。
And in the Tang Dynasty, there's a poet by name of
白居易。
白居易。
这个人可以说是满腹经纶啊，出口就成诗啊。
And this man can be considered to be a very learned man, and what in that whatever he says is full of wisdom.
有一次他经过一个地方啊，听见一位大师在那边讲道。
And once he passed a certain place, and he heard one of this psalmist saying something.
那么他就请教他，
and so,
何谓有道？啊，怎么样才算是一个有道理的人
？And so he asked this man, what do you consider to be a righteous man?
那么这个大师就回答。
And so this learned man answered.
他说：“诸恶莫作，众善奉行。”
He says, you should avoid doing the bad things and to continue to strive to do all the good things.
白居易听了就哈哈大笑。
And when 白居易 heard this, he laughed out.
他对这个大师说。
And he told this learned man.
他说：“这不是老生常谈吗？”
So, isn't this an old saying?
我们每个人都懂的
，All of us know this。
哎，连3岁孩童他都晓得
，And even a 3-year-old child knows about this。
你，我以为讲什么大道理啊，原来是这么平常、这么肤浅的道理。
I thought that this would be a great thing, but this is just a very simple one。
可是大师笑笑看住他
，But this great learned man smiled and looked at him。
所以白居易说：“难道我说错了吗
？”And 白居易 asked, "Did I say it wrongly?"
大师说。
And this learned man said,
他说你并没有说错。
Say, no, you are right.
我讲的的确是3岁孩童都懂的。
What I said, even a 3-year-old child knows.
但是八十老翁做不到。
But an 80-year-old man is unable to do it.
这个时候白居易才惭愧。
At this time, 白居易 was regretful.
是的，这是很简单的道理。
Yes, this is a very simple teaching.
可是你真的能够施行出来吗？
But can you truly practice it?
如果你这么简单 这道理你都不能够试行出来，还要讲什么大道理呢？
If such a simple teaching and yet you are unable to practice it, why do we need to talk about greater teachings?
所以有时候我们听道理也觉得这个道理太过枯燥了，太过简单了。
Sometimes we listen to the sermons and find that it's very boring and very dry.
曾经有位弟兄跟我说，传道，你可以不可以讲一些比较深奥的道理呢？
And once a reverend asked me, preacher, can you speak about greater mysteries of the word?
我告诉他，平常平凡的道理我懂得相当多，但是深奥的道理我真的是一窍不通啊。
I told him that I know a lot about the common word of God, but if you want me to expound on mysteries of the word, I'm not too good.
道理不是单单用来听的。
The word of God is not just for us to listen.
道理是要来帮助我们，让我们试行出来，让我们在所行的事上得福的。
But the word of God is rather to help us, and if we practice it, we'll be blessed.
请看历代志下34章。
Second Chronicles chapter 34.
历代志下三十四章。
Second Chronicles chapter 34.
我们读24节到28节。
Verses 24 to 28. Second Chronicles chapter 34 verses 24 to 28. Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants, all the curses that are written in the book which they have read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath will be poured out on this place and not be quenched. And as for the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, in this manner you shall speak to him. Thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender, and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place, against its inhabitants, and you humbled yourself before me, and you tore your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. Your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place and its inhabitants. So they brought back word to the king.
读了这段圣经，你看到什么？你听到什么？
After reading this passage of the Bible, what have you seen and what have you heard?
这里所讲的是约西亚王，约西亚王。
And here they talk about this king.
第八节，约西亚王。
King Josiah. Joahaz.
他洁净圣殿。
He cleansed the temple of God.
那么祭司希勒家他们就找到神的律法书，在十四节。
And verse 14 records about the high priest. They found this book of law of Moses.
结果他就把它交给王的书记沙番。
And then he gave this to the scribe Safan.
另一方面就把整理好的圣殿的财产啊、金银啊有什么多少也一起交给他。
And they consolidated whatever was in the temple of God and brought it to him as well.
所以他就把这两样东西拿到王的面前。
And so he brought these two things before the king.
一个就是圣殿现在所统计的那一些金银珠宝钱财有多少。
And one of it or was all the precious things in the temple, how much of it he brought it before the king.
而另一方面就是找到摩西的律法书。
And the other one was that they found the book of law given by Moses.
如果你是约西亚王，
If you were the king,
哪一样对你比较紧张呢？
Which one of this will you be more anxious about?
有些人很紧张，你教会的经济状况如何？
Sometimes some people are very concerned about the financial affairs of the church.
这个教会有多少钱？
How much money does this church have?
每个月他收多少钱？
How much do they collect every month?
他用了多少钱？
How much do they use every month?
奉献多少钱？
How much money has the members offered?
奉献时间有多少？
And how many people offer time?
他很关心这一些钱的问题。
They are very concerned over this money matters.
因为钱真的影响很大了。
Because money indeed has great influence.
尤其是做王的。
Especially to a king.
但是约西亚王在这里有一个特别的地方。
But King Josiah has a very special point here.
他听到这个神的律法书，他就叫这个沙番念给他听。
And when he heard about this book of law of the Lord, he asked Safan to read this to him.
钱财的事情就交给那些人去负责吧。
And he left the money matters to the other people to care for.
19节记载，当他听了这律法书的话，他就撕裂衣服。
And verse 19 records that when the king heard this word of the law, he tore his clothes.
为什么他要撕裂衣服呢？
Why did he tear his clothes?
因为他越听就越害怕。
Because the more he heard heard of it, the more he was frightened.
因为他们他知道他国家子民跟他大臣所做的是什么。
Because he knew the acts of his people and the inhabitants.
他也知道，甚至还知道神的律法是对这一些的审判是什么。
And he knew the judgment of God of this law towards the acts of his people.
所以他害怕了。
So he was afraid.
因此他就打发人去请教先知。
And so he sent people to speak to the prophet.
我们要怎么办呢
？What are we to do?
当时并没有男的先知。而且记载那是一个女先知妇勒大。
At that time there was no male prophet, but there was this Huldah, the prophetess in verse 22.
所以你看当时的信仰是多么这样的堕落跟不堪重。
So you can see how desolate and how frail the faith was at the time.
那么先知就告诉他。
And so the prophetess told him.
神说什么话？
What the Lord has said.
24节。
Verse 24.
耶和华说。
Thus says the Lord.
我一定会照做。书上所讲的一切咒诅临到这一些百姓的身上。
I will bring calamity on this place and on its inhabitants. All the curses that are written in the book.
因为他们离弃神，去拜偶像，惹神发怒，不肯悔改。
Because they have forsaken me and burnt incense to other gods, and they refuse to repent.
但是你们这个王呢？因为他差派你们来问候问我。
But because this king has sent people to seek my counsel.
他懂得敬畏神的话，他懂得悔改。
He knows how to fear the word of God, and he knows how to repent.
27节里面记载。
And verse 27 records.
说他听见我只做这地和其上居民所说的话，他便心里敬畏，在神的面前自卑，撕裂衣服，向我哭泣。
And because your heart was tender, you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and against its inhabitants, and you humbled yourself before me.
虽然神的审判会临到。
Although the judgment of God will come,
可是他却得到神的拯救。
But he received salvation from God.
你会平平安安的归到坟墓。
And he will return to the grave in peace.
你活着的时候，这个灾难还没有来到，所以你不用看到这种的审判。
And he will not see this calamity while he's still living in the world.
所以约西亚他如果不是听见神的道理，他就立刻的悔改，遵循神的道理。你想他有这种平安的福气吗
？And if Josiah did not upon hearing this word of God, immediately repent, will he receive such a blessing?
我们今天也听到神的道理。
Today we too hear the word of God.
但是我们的反应是怎么样呢
？What is our response?
约西亚听了，他就心里敬畏，在神的面前自卑，在神的面前哭泣来祈求。
And when Josiah heard the word of God, his heart was tender, and he humbled himself before God, and he wept and repented before God.
有一些人是这样。
Some people like this.
所以他得到悔改。
他
就悔改。
So he repented,
他就重新改变
and he changed himself once again.
但是有些人听得很反感
but some people, upon hearing it, they have a negative reaction.
越听越不高兴
and the more they hear, they're not happy.
虽然态度不太好，但是还是有希望的
Although the attitude is not too good, they still have some hope.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为表示他在听
because it shows that they're listening.
也表示这个道理真的打中他的心
and it shows that the word has actually hit his heart.
讲中他的错。弱点
and has exposed his weaknesses.
所以他的心还是活的
so his heart is still living.
他的耳朵还是开的
and his ears are still open.
他还是有机会的
he still has a chance.
有一些人呢
some people,
他已经习惯了
they are used to it already.
你讲什么都无所谓
it doesn't matter what you say.
他的心是关起来了的
his heart has been closed.
所以你骂也好，你笑也好，什么都好，他都无动于衷的
so whatever you do, whether you laugh and you scold him, he is unmoved.
这样的人就没有希望了。
And for such a person, there's no hope.
这就是希伯来书的作者所说的。
And this is what is recorded in the book of Hebrews.
我们要天天相劝。
We must encourage one another every day.
就算听到劝诫的话，你心里不高兴，你会反感。
Even if you heard hear words of admonishment and you're not happy,
那也不要紧，表示他的心还是活的。
It doesn't matter because it represents that this person's heart is still alive.
可是有一些人的心却渐渐硬化了，无动于衷了。
But some people whose hearts are already beginning to harden and they are unmoved.
可是当你在听了反感、不高兴这个阶段是很短暂的。
The time where you feel a negative reaction against what you have heard is a very short one.
这个时候，如果你能够悔改。
If at this point of time you can repent,
走向正路
and to walk back on the correct path,
那是好的
that is good.
如果不会的话
but if you don't know how to do it,
继续反感不要悔改
and you continue to rebel and not want to repent,
那你会变成麻木了
then you will be numb as well.
以后也无动于衷了
and in the future you will be unmoved.
所以雅各长老劝勉我们。
So Elder James encourages us.
我们听了神的道理。
When we hear the word of God.
不管你心里怎么样的感受。
No matter how your heart feels.
但是你自己去想。
But you consider yourself.
这是人的责备，这还是神的道理。
Is this the rebuke of man or the word of God?
如果人的责备，你何必去理他呢？
If these are but the rebukes of man, why should you care?
但是如果这是神道理的责备。
But if these are the rebukes or the word of God.
我们自己所做的跟神的道理真的不对了。
And then what we do is.Against the word of God.
或者我们自己认为对的，原来在神的道理讲解之下，我们发觉到原来不对了。
Or what we used to think was right, but when we compare it with the word of God, we realize that it's wrong.
在这个时候我们要怎么办呢？
At this time, what are we to do?
一错再错呢？
Are we to continue our error?
或者还是我们真的能够立刻改错呢？
Or can we immediately change our ways?
啊，这就是要在乎我们自己了。
And this depends on us.
所以在历代志下25章里面记载另外一个王。
And so in 2 Chronicles 25 record of another king.
这个王就是叫做亚玛谢14节。
And this king was Amaziah.
因为他打胜仗回来，但是他也把敌人的偶像也带回来。
Because he was victorious in the battle, but he also brought back the idols of the enemy.
所以神的怒气就向他发作，差派先知去责备他。
And so the anger of the Lord was aroused against Amaziah, and he sent him a prophet.
那么他说什么呢？
And what did he say?
请看，请念16节。
Look at verse 16. So it was as he talked with him, the king said to him, Have we made you the king's counsel? See, why should you be killed? Then the prophet speaks and said, I know that God is determined to destroy you, because you have done this and not heeded my counsel.
你看他知道他自己错了。
You see, he knew his error.
可是他不愿意认错。
But he refused to acknowledge it.
他反倒责备这个先知。
But rather, he rebuked the prophet.
我什么时候立你做我的参谋，要给我意见呢？
When have I made you the king's counsel to advise me?
你住口吧。
See your words.
你为何要找打呢？
Why should you be killed?
你乖乖静静不是没有事哦。
If you were to sneeze, then nothing will happen to you.
你要吃喝什么都有。
If you want to eat and drink, everything you can have.
但是你要开口，你是自己找打，劳累碎。
But if you want to open your mouth, then you seek harm upon yourself.
有些人就是这样。
Some people like this.
但是他的结果是怎么样呢？
But what was his end?
他就面对神的审判了。
He has to face the judgment of God.
所以箴言书里面有一句话这样劝勉我们。
So in Proverbs there is a saying which advises us.
请看箴言第一章。
Listen to Proverbs chapter 1.
29节。
29
到32节。
29 to 32. Proverbs 1 verse 29 to 32. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would have none of my counsel and despise all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them.
一个人硬心不肯接受责备，这结果是什么呢？
And what is the consequence of a person who hardens his heart and refuses to accept counsel?
也许他能够让责备他的人伤心，或者使到他愤怒。
Perhaps he can cause the one who has rebuked him to feel sad or to feel angry.
也许你向他表现说你永远没有办法胜过我。
And perhaps he might show that you can never be victorious over me.
你讲什么在我的面前都是等于零。
Whatever you say before me is a big zero.
所以你能够让他伤心，也让他感觉到他失败，也让他感觉到无能为力。
You can allow him to feel sad, to feel like a failure, and to feel useless.
所以在某一些方面，你真的达到你的目的，你把他气倒了。
And so in some areas, you have achieved a goal in that you have angered him.
但事实上，谁才是真正的受害者呢？
But in true fact, who has actually lost out?
人种什么，就必收什么。
What a man sows, he has to reap.
没有人能够代替你的。
No one can take your place.
所以箴言提醒我们。
So Proverbs reminds us.
我们不听神的话，或者藐视神的责备。
If we do not listen to the word of God and despise the reproof of God.
最后是自必吃自结的果子。
And finally, we have to eat the fruits of our own ways.
愚昧人被盗是杀害己身。
And the complacency of fools will destroy them.
唯有听从神道理的必安然居住。
But whoever listens to the word of God will dwell safely.
所以我们要听神的道理。
So we have to listen to the word of God.
我们要改善自己。
We have to change ourselves.
我们知道自己的软弱和我们的过失在哪里。
We know where our weaknesses and shortcomings are.
我们就应当要有这个勇气来把自己改过。
So we should have this courage to change our ways.
好，我讲第二面镜子。
I'd like to talk about the second mirror.
就是以人为镜
啊 ，let us use a fellow man as our mirror。
唐朝时候有一个皇帝叫做唐太宗。
Tang Dynasty, there's a king by the name of Tang Taizong.
他有一个他很不喜欢的大臣叫做惠贞。
And he has an official which he really dislikes, and his name is
惠贞。
惠贞。
可是他又不能够不用他。
But he has no choice but to use this official.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is it so?
原来王帝有时候喜欢听人家说一些奉承的话。
Because this king likes to hear some words of flattery from people.
所以有时候就听从其他大臣的话。
And so sometimes you listen to the words or the advice of the other officials.
可是惠贞就老是不客气的就指责这个王。
But this 惠贞will be very frank and always remind the king.
所以他指责是对，但是王感觉到很没有面子啊。
And whatever he has, 惠贞has said actually is right, and it causes the king to lose faith.
所以当他下不了台，他有时候龙颜大怒啊，真的要命令他被砍头的。
And so sometimes, when the king is embarrassed and he has no way out, he's so angry that he wants to behead this 惠贞。
可是他心里知道。
But in his heart, he knows
这个人才是真正的忠臣。
That this man is truly faithful.
这个人才是真正为了国家来着想。
And that this man truly thinks for the country.
因此他不得不留下他，并且重用他。
And hence, he has no choice but to leave this man behind and to make use of him.
所以他的确帮了国家不少。
And so he has indeed helped the country a lot.
可是最后他死了。
But finally, he died.
比那一些坏官早死。
He died earlier than those.Officials were bad.
所以这个王帝就为他而哀哭啊。
And so this king lamented over him.
他就讲了这一句话。
And he said this.
他说以铜为镜可证衣冠。
So if using the bronze as a mirror, we can see our appearance.
以古为镜可见兴衰。以历史的兴旺跟衰败作为一种的鉴别，可以帮助我们教训我们。
If we make use of history, to see its victories and its defeats.We can use it as a warning for us.
以人为镜可知得失。以这个人他所说的话来可以知道自己的过失是什么。
And in using man as a mirror, we can see our shortcomings in the past.
那么惠贞死掉了。
So 惠贞 has died.
他说我已经失掉一面镜子了。
So he says, I have lost a mirror.
他就是以人作为一个镜子。
So he used man as a mirror.
让他看到自己的缺点。
To see his own weaknesses.
那保罗也是这样说的。
And Paul also said this.
我们请看希伯来书的十三章。
We took a look at Hebrews chapter 13.
第七节。
Verse 7. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of the conduct.
不要误会哦，我不是说希伯来书的作者就是保罗啊。我们再看腓立比书第四章。
Do not mistaken that I think that the author of Hebrews is Paul. We also look at Philippians chapter 4.
第八跟第九节。
Verses 8 and 9. Philippians chapter 4 verses 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report.If there is any virtue and if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
这两位作者所说的都是同样一件事情。
These two authors spoke about the same thing.
就是以人为镜，可以给我们做一个榜样，也可以给我们做一个鉴戒。
If we use man as mirror, this can be our example or serve as warning for us.
你想念他们。
If you think about them.
看他们所说的跟他们所做的
See whatever they have said and done
以及到最后他们的结局是什么
You know their final end
那这样你就可以得到一个教训
And that way you will receive a teaching
所以有一些人敬畏真神
So some people fear the Lord God
到最后又怎么样呢
What happens to them in the end
有一些人敬畏真神
And some people fear the true God
可是半途而废了
But they give up halfway
有各种各样的表现
They have the differentconsequences.
然后这些人让我们看到了
and all the people allows us to see,
就如同一面镜子一样
and they are like mirrors to us,
可以给我们可以帮助我们的
they can help us.
不过很可惜的
but what's pitiful,
我们得到的总是反面的教材
we actually receive some negative teachings instead.
像我过去25年做传道
I remember that 25 years ago I became a preacher
所以常常要处理一些信徒的问题
So often I had to deal with problems of members.
那由于听到很多是是非非。
And because I hear of many things.
有一些是真的，有一些是加油加醋的。
Some things are true and some things have many things added to it.
啊，有很多是自己捕风捉影，以自己想当然的。
And some things are what I myself thought it should be.
不过我总是问他。
But I always ask them.
你说这个传道这样这样，这个知识这样这样，这个负责人这样这样。
You say, oh, this preacher is like this, that minister is like that, that person in charge is like that.
我通通都同意。
I agree wholeheartedly with you.
哎，但是我请问你。
But let me ask you.
是不是我们教会所有的传道、所有的执事、所有的负责人都是这样呢？
But are all the preachers and all the ministers and all the persons in charge in the church like this?
如果通通都是这样。
I say, if everyone is like this.
我请你离开我们的教会。
I will ask you to leave the church.
我也跟你一起离开教会。
And I will leave with you.
我们自己在家里拜神就好了。
And we just worship God at our own home.
那我们在教会大家聚会有什么意义呢？
Because what is the purpose of them us gathering together to worship God?
这变成一个虚伪的假教会。
This becomes a hypocritical.
没有人行道，没有人真正爱主的。
Because no one practices the word of God and no one loves the Lord.
假冒为善的坏蛋来的。
All are just hypocrites.
那我们还跟他们一起拜神做什么？
So why should we then worship God
alone? 那我们还奉献钱做什么？
And why should we make offerings?
不是在家里拜神，不是更安心、更快乐，没工作嘿。
Won't you feel much happier in worshiping God alone at home?
我说真的是这样吗
？Is this really like this?
大概他看到我有点生气啊。
Perhaps he thought I was a little bit angry.
他说当然不是啦。
Of course not. He said.
我说就是咯。
So yes, he saw.
保罗也知道。
Paul knows about this.
教会也有很多的软弱。
That there are many weaknesses in the church.
使徒当中也有假使徒。
That among the apostles, there are even false apostles.
负责人当中。
One of the beloved disciples of Jesus, Judas, betrayed him.
那为什么我们只是看这一些人呢？
But why do we only focus on such people?
我们仍然有很多可敬、可爱、可佩的人。
And that we have many people, many other people whom are worthy of respect and for us emulate.
他们怎样为主牺牲？他们怎么受苦？他们怎么忍耐？怎么的牺牲？我们都知道的。
And we know how much they sacrificed and how much they showed love to the Lord.
你因为这一些败坏的人而生气离开教会。
And because of this wicked people, you have fallen your faith and leave the church.
为什么你不因为这一批人虔诚敬拜神的人而跟从他们一同敬拜真神坚持到底呢？
And why don't you follow these other people who are very reverent and God fearing and follow them to worship God to the very end?
我们以人为镜，但是你总是看到坏人，你永远看不到那些敬畏神的人。
We use man as our mirror, but we only see the bad people, but we do not see the good ones.
这样你让你害死你自己，也害了教会。
And in this way, you're harming yourself and harming the church.
让人家以为真的真教会里面通通都是这样的人。
And because this will allow people to think that everyone in the true church is like this.
或者大部分的人都是这样的人。
Or that most of them are like this.
可是真的是这样吗？
But is this true?
这只是一部分的人而已。
These are but a portion of the people.
你是小部分的人。
And a small portion.
真正定心不肯悔改的坏人不是很多。
And there are not many who truly harden their hearts and refuse to repent.
那如果大家有软弱或者一时失去控制，讲了一些不应该讲的话，或者做了不应该做的事，让你生气伤心，这是难免呢。
It's inevitable that there are people who have their weaknesses and who, at the spur of anger or a moment of weakness, commit some wrong.
那我们自己有时不也是这样吗？
Aren't you like this as well sometimes?
所以你要人家原谅你，你也应该原谅人家。
So if you want others to forgive you, you must forgive them as well.
这不就是我们要学习的功课吗？
Isn't this a lesson that we ought to learn?
所以保罗就勉励我们。
So Paul encourages us.
他说：“弟兄们
，Say brethren，
我还有很多没有讲完的话。
There are many things which are yet to finish.
我们当中也有一些是真实的，不是虚伪的。
And there are many things amongst us which are true and not false.
他们是可敬的。
And they are noble.
他们是公义的。
They are just.
他们是清洁的。
They are pure.
他们是有美名的。
They are lovely.
那这些我们要思想。
And all these things we must consider.
我们要学习。
We must learn.
那这样是平安的神就与我们同在了。
And then the God of peace will be with us.
这样不是很好吗？
Isn't this very good?
我们再看哥林多前书的第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
第六节读到十一节。
Verses 6 to 11.First Corinthians chapter 10, verses 6 to 11. Now these things become our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality as some of them did, And in one day, 23,000 fell. Now let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed by serpents. Now murmur, as some of them also murmured and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them examples, and they were written for our admonition, on whom the ends of the ages have come.
好，这些人我们都看见了。
We've seen all these people.
那我们要学习他们吗
？Are we to learn from them?
他们拜偶像，我们也要去拜偶像吗
？They worship idols. Do we follow them to worship idols?
他们行奸淫，我们也要行奸淫吗
？When they commit sexual immorality, do we follow them?
但是你看到这一些人因为做这些事情的下场是什么呢
？But you have seen the end of such people.
你也想要与他们同样的下场
？Do you want to suffer the same consequence?
保罗说
，Paul said，
他们遭遇这些事
，These things happen to them，
并且。通通都写在圣经里面
and all these are written in the Bible
让我们看到他们所作所为
so that when we see their actions
可以作为一个借镜
this serves as a warning example
他说是警戒我们这些末世的人了
and this has to serve as warning for us in the last day
所以我们就不要效法这一些人
so let's not emulate such people
有很多可爱可敬公义清洁的人
are there many lovely, true, and pure people?
我们就学习他们，效法他们，不是很好了
Shouldn't we just learn from them and emulate them?
你哪以哪一种人为镜呢
？So what kind of people do you use as a mirror?
好，我讲第三种，第三面镜子。
I talk about the third mirror.
请看约翰一书第三章
，First John chapter 3,
20 and 21
verses 20 and 21. First John chapter 3 verses 20 and 21. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God.
第三面镜子就是我们的心镜，也可以说是我们的良心。
And the third mirror is the mirror of our heart, that is our conscience.
我们读到这一节圣经，我们很同意，我们也觉得很安慰。
And when we read this verse, we are in full agreement and we are comforted.
我们的心如果责备我们，我们当然知道错了。
Of course, if our heart condemns us, we know we have done wrong.
可是我们的心如果没有责备我们
，But if our heart has not condemned us,
那我们就向神坦然无惧了。
Then we can stand in all confidence before God.
所以我们就常常听到人家说
，So we often hear others saying,
我是对得起我的良心的。
My conscience is clear.
我的良心是平安的。
My conscience is at peace.
所以我就放心了。
So I am at peace.
我就放心做那样做那样，放心吃这个吃那个。
I can do these things and do that things and at ease.
因为我根据我的良心啊。
Because I act according to my conscience.
这里说的啊。
This is what it says
here. 亲爱的弟兄啊
，Beloved，
我们的心都不责备我们。
If our heart does not condemn us,
我们就可以向神坦然无惧啊。
We have confidence towards God.
那如果我们的良心责备我们
，If our heart condemns us,
那我们才害怕。
Then we should be afraid.
那我们才悔改啦。
Then we will repent.
可是我们现在一良心无事啊。
But now our conscience feels nothing.
我对得起我的良心。
I am all right towards my conscience.
那真的他在神的面前可以站立得稳吗
？But can he truly stand before God in this manner?
我那天布道会的时候，我有讲过这个良心散的故事，一个真实故事。
During the recent evangelistic service, I spoke about a story about this.
良心散，散一散一散的散。
The conscience umbrella.
台北哈、有一批做善事的好心人呐。
In Taipei, there was a man who does charitable deeds.
看到忽然间下大雨的时候，很多人都被雨淋到啊，所以他们就拿出一笔款，买了好多的雨伞，放在公共场所给人家急用。
And so, he saw that whenever there was a heavy downpour, many people were caught unawares and they were drenched. So he took out a sum of money and bought lots of umbrellas.And place it at a place for people to use.
那每一把雨伞都写上三个大字“良心伞
”，and every umbrella were printed these words, the conscience umbrella.
那旁边还有个小字“有去有回
”，and there's a small footnote to say that if you take it away, you must return it.
所以这个雨伞没有主人的，你的良心就是你的主人。
And these umbrellas have no master because the conscience.Serves as a marker.
下雨你用了雨停了你就拿回来。
Because when it rains, you can use the umbrella, but when it's sunny, you will return the umbrella.
那真的下大雨了。
And truly, it began to rain.
大家都很紧张。
So everyone was very frantic.
看这些衣裳有没有回来。
To see whether the umbrellas will be returned.
结果是有回来了。
And the umbrellas did return.
不过几百把衣裳回来只是几把衣裳。
But out of a few hundreds of umbrellas, only a few umbrellas will return.
那有一个人看到他的朋友就是拿着这个良心伞的。
And so a friend saw another friend holding this conscience umbrella.
所以他就责备他的朋友了。
And so he rebuked his friend.
他说你有没有良心啊？
Oh, you have no conscience.
这个良心伞你自己拿去自己用。
So you take this conscious umbrella and use it for yourself.
这个朋友很不高兴，对他说。
And this friend was unhappy and told his friend.
我算有良心的了。
Says, oh, I have really a conscience.
你知道吗？
You know.
阿猫他呢拿了三把，阿狗他拿了五把呢。
Some other friends have taken more umbrellas.
我只拿一把，我算是有良心的了。
I only took one umbrella. So I have a conscience.
所以他的良心会责备他吗
？So does his conscience condemn him？
他觉得他还对得起他的良心啊。
He thought that he had a clear conscience.
有些人比我更坏。
Some people were even worse than I.
不过这个故事并没有完。
But
这个事情还没有结束。
But this matter has not ended yet.
那一些好心人，他们还不灰心。
Charitable people were not disappointed.
他认为在公众场所人比较杂啦。也许有一些没有什么知识啊，没有受到什么教育，比较贪心，所以有这样的现象。
They thought that in a general common area, because the people are mixed lot and there are some who are not very well educated, and perhaps they are a little bit more greedy.
所以他们在发动另外一个活动。
So they had another campaign.
那么就是在那些大学校园那边放着一些雨伞。
And so they put at the universities.Or places of learning, such umbrellas.
这次他们不是写良心伞。
At this time, they did not write the conscience umbrella.
你知道他们拿写什么吗
？You know what they have written there?
他们写了五个字。
They wrote five words there.
拿出良心来。
Bring out your conscience.
三个字哦，中文五个字，拿出良心来。
Bring up your conscience.
他想这些大学生个个都是受高等教育的，应该是每一把都是有去有回了。
They thought that perhaps this university undergrads will be because they are of more learning will have a better conscience and they will return umbrellas of use.
尤其那个良心伞的事情已经给报章来讽刺我们现在的社会，那么你们这些社会动能的大学生啊，应该。纠正这一个风气了。
Especially when the incident of the conscience umbrellas have already been publicized in newspapers lamenting about the state of the society today. And so now they thought that with this university students, they should be able to correct this wrong.
没有下雨的时候，通通雨伞都在。
When it was not raining, all the umbrellas were there.
真的下大雨了。
But a great rain fell.
雨伞有没有回来呢？
Did the umbrellas return?
一把都没有回来。
Not even one.
这个时候真的是让那一些人失望了。
At this time, these people were truly disappointed.
你叫出他们拿出良心来。
You tell them to show their conscience.
连一把都没有回来。
But they did not even return a single umbrella.
人的良心真的可靠吗？
Is your conscience reliable?
所以保罗他这样讲。
So Paul said this.
他讲的不是单单良心。
And what he says is not just concerning conscience.
请看罗马书的第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
第一节。
Verse 1. I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit.
保罗说。
Paul said.
我在基督里说真话，没有谎言。
I tell the truth in Christ. I am not lying.
不是只有我的良心做见证。
It's not only my conscience bearing testimony.
他说由我的良心被圣灵感动给我做见证。
But rather my conscience by the motivation of Holy Spirit allows me to bear witness.
只有圣灵感动的良心才是真正的良心，才是有效跟圣洁的良心。
And only a conscience that is moved by the Holy Spirit is a conscience that is pure and right.
没有圣灵的感动的良心，有时候真的是靠不住的。
And a conscience without the moving of Holy Spirit is not reliable.
所以我们不单要在真理上来造就自己。
So we should not only reflect ourselves with the Word of God.
但是真理只是让我们知道，但是我们缺乏一种真正的力量。
But the Word of God or the truth allows us to only see our wrongdoings and not and doesn't give us true strength.
有时候我们有很坚强的决心，有很正确的意志。
Sometimes we have a very strong resolution.
我们并不是故意要犯。
It's not that we purposely want to commit the sin.
但真的是缺少了那一种的力量的。
But we truly lack this kind of strength.
这就是宗教神秘的地方。
And this is where the mystery of religion lies.
这就是我们需要主的帮助。
And this is where we need the help from the Lord.
圣灵在这一方面可以帮助我们。
And the Holy Spirit can help us in this area.
它可以感动我们。
It can move us.
它可以责备我们。
It can rebuke us.
它可以提醒我们。
It can remind us.
它可以阻止我们。
It can stop us.
那在这个时候
，At this time，
我们的良心就恢复了。
Our conscience will revive.
我们的行动就停止了。
Then our actions will stop.
我们就不会一错再错。
And we will not continue in our sins.
可是如果没有圣灵的感动
，But if we do not have the motivation of Holy Spirit,
单单靠我们的意志
，And we just rely on our own
resolve, 单单靠着我们的所了解的道理
，And rely on what we understand to be the truth,
我们的确没有办法行出来。
We definitely have no strength to perform it.
所以要在真理造就我们。
If we want the truth, the word of God to edify us,
更重要要在圣灵里祷告。
We should more and more pray in the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们基督徒自己不向神祷告
，So if as a Christian we do not pray to God,
不祈求上头的力量来保守我们，来帮助我们
，We do not pray from the power from on high to preserve us and to help us.
我们就算知道了自己的软弱和缺点
，And even if we know our own weaknesses and shortcomings,
那又怎么去改变呢
？How are we to change?
是没有办法的
，We are unable to do so.
所以圣灵就是要帮助我们
，So the Holy Spirit is to help us.
那如果我们自己不祷告
，But if we do not go and pray ourselves,
我们自己不读圣经
，We do not read the Bible ourselves.
我们自己不愿意照这些镜子
，And we are not unwilling to look at the mirror.
那我们就怎么样来改变自己呢
？Then how can we change ourselves?
那真的变成老生常谈了、
啊。And truly, then it becomes something that we always say, but we never do.
因此我们在祷告当中
，Hence in our prayer,
祈求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
我们有这个灵修的三面镜
，That we have this three-faced mirrors in our spiritual nature.
让我们能够真正看到自己。
So that we can truly see ourselves,
改善自己
to change ourselves,
而得到神的祝福
and to receive the blessings from God.